You too, my friend. Wander not long and far from home, leaving your wealth behind and persons in your house so insolent as these, for they may swallow all that wealth, sharing with one another while you are gone a fruitless journey. And yet, I say, go visit Menelaus. Indeed, I bid you go, for he's lately come from foreign lands and from those nations whence one could not really hope to come, when once the storms had swept him off into so vast a sea from which birds do not travel in a year, so vast and terrible it is. Go then at once with your own ship and crew, or if you like, by land. Chariot and horses are ready for you, and ready too my sons to be your guide to sacred Lacedaemon, where lives light-haired Menelaus. Beg him yourself to tell the very truth. Falsehood he will not speak, for just and wise is he. As he thus spoke, the sun went down, and darkness came, and the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, said to them, Sire, certainly these words of yours are fitly spoken, but come, cut up the tongues and mix the wine, and after we have poured libations to Poseidon and the rest of the immortals, we may seek our rest, since it is time for rest. For now the day has turned to dusk, and surely it is not well to tarry long at the gods' feast, rather to rise and go. So spoke the daughter of Zeus, and they hearkened to her saying. Pages poured water on their hands, young men brimmed bowls with drink, and served to all, with a first pious portion for the cup. They themselves threw the tongues into the flame, and rising poured libations. So after they had poured and drunk as their hearts would, then would Athena and princely Telemachus set off together for their hollow ship. But Nestor checked them and rebuked them, saying, Zeus and the other immortal gods forbid that you should leave my house and turn to a swift ship. As if I were a man quite without clothes and poor, a man who had not robes and rugs enough at home for himself and friends to sleep in comfort. But in my house are goodly robes and rugs, and never surely shall the loving son of our Odysseus lie on ship's deck while I am living, or while within my halls children remain to entertain such guests as visit house of mine. Then said to him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, Well have you said in this kind, sir, and good it were Telemachus should heed, for it is far more seemly so. Nay, he shall now attend you and sleep within your halls. But as for me, I go to the black ship to cheer my men and tell their duties, for I am the only man of years among them all. The others, younger men, follow me out of friendship, and all are of the age of bold Telemachus. There would I lay me down by the black hollow ship tonight. But in the morning I will go to the bold Cauconians, where there are debts now due me, not recent ones, nor small. As for Telemachus, who stays with you, send him upon his way by chariot with your son, and give him horses that have swiftest speed and best endurance.